little bit after 6 o'clock. We'll mix in this podcast before the show tonight on Q105. It's Eric Chase. A little after 6 o'clock, Thursday, July 12th. We have a very special guest here tonight because there's an event happening uptown.
Yes.
In Toledo over the weekend. I think we'll get to other stuff because it's always good to catch up with the one and only Floyd Anderson, a.k.a. Deja.
Hello. How are you?
I'm just good.
Got off work. I'm just like... Blah, blah, blah.
You're fine. You want to get to the business first?
We can let it flow. Let's just go with whatever you want
to
do.
All right. So Floyd's here because Philip didn't respond to the group text that I sent to both of you.
Really?
He didn't. But he responded today.
Oh, so he is alive then.
Well, he is alive.
So he's alive. That's all that matters then.
He's alive.
My co-host in crime it said business.
So this weekend is Love Fest.
Yeah.
At the Love Wall on Adams.
All the love.
In Uptown.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the third year?
This is the third year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it is. It was a debate at one of our Equality Toledo board meetings. Someone thought it was like the fifth year, but it's the third. Because the first year I couldn't do it because I was actually out of town.
Right.
And
I wasn't sure because my memory of it goes back to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal because it was right after the Orlando shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it was born out of that. I feel like it was born out of that.
I think it was born out of the painting. The mural.
Okay, whatever.
The love mural.
I want to sound like I cared. Okay, whatever.
Right. But it was
sure?
Unfortunate, but okay. Fortunate timing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was just good timing. It was
maybe one of the performances. Because I remember someone sent me a video because I was in my hotel room, and they're like, this is so beautiful. And it was like everyone with like their cell phone light. So maybe I'm crossing facts. It's all good.
Well, because it is the love wall.
It is the love wall.
And then maybe after what happened in Orlando, somebody was like, we should have Love Fest and embrace equality and inclusion and diversity.
Yeah, and I remember the first video. So as I said, I wasn't there. Their performance area was like the corner of the parking lot. But now we have a stage, so we've grown.
It'll be a good time this weekend.
Yeah, weather not the heat.
Sorry.
I'm so mad about it.
Then move it to winter.
That's what I said. I am not built for this Wakanda-like weather. I'm not. Just saying.
In Wakanda, I'm sure they've moderated the weather it's never extreme.
That'd be amazing.
So it's the third year.
Yeah.
There's... You and Philip are hosting.
Yes, and also...
Selena
T. West, who is a former Miss Gay Ohio America, will be joining us.
Because he mentioned that. I'm like...
She's hilarious and she's a good time.
Okay.
And she's pretty.
Have I met her before?
No, she just recently started coming up to Toledo. I believe we had her maybe a month ago at George's.
Okay.
And then we were like, we need you to co-host with us.
Awesome.
And she said, I'm down. So,
food trucks, music.
Music, live bands, performers, painting artists, anything you can think of, it will be there.
Streets will be blocked off, I'm guessing.
Yes, I believe that all starts late Friday night. So if you have to go down Adams on Saturday morning, good luck.
Anything? I mean, that's it? I mean, what else? How else can you... You said Brent gave you talking points?
Yeah, he did. Well, talking about... Because I should know about this, right? I've been to every meeting. So what they're doing is they're going to collect canned food at the entrance.
Okay.
And all the money raised goes towards programming and continuing anti-discrimination education. And I know that... The funds from this will also help in, we don't have a building yet, but in funding or going towards the youth center, the LGBT youth center.
Is that the one that I read about in The Blade a couple of weeks ago that Equality Toledo was looking to have built?
Yes. And also with the closing of Brett's, it's a place that's needed right now for the younger LGBTQ plus AZT.
All the letters.
All the letters and numbers now, apparently.
So it's you can bring canned goods, and there's also a fee to get in?
Yeah, well, I believe it's a donation fee, like $5.
Okay.
So, yeah. And all that money does stay with Equality Toledo, and we will disperse it in furthering our education with anti-discrimination and stuff, because there's a lot of pronouns people need to know and a lot of gender norms and non-norms and whatever. I'm learning myself because I'm 35, right. And I'm like set in my ways. But like, I'm learning stuff too as I go. So,
Deja be performing and hosting?
I am there from 11 a.m. until 4 a.m.
Okay, you're down for it.
So
is it Floyd and Deja?
No, that's going to be Deja. So here's my it's awful. Here's my timeline. So I have my show at George's on Friday.
Okay,
sleep for a little bit, get up, get in drag again at 11, meet down there around, I'll say safely I'll be there by 1, even though I want to be there by noon, sign everyone in. I'm going to help Brent with like organizing. And then I kick off with talking. I believe the mayor's going to show up.
Okay.
So we're going to do our little mission statement. The mayor's going to say something. And I believe we have our first band. And it's just nonstop entertainment.
And you'll be in drag.
I will be in drag. 95 degree heat.
No, it will be that hot.
It will be, no, Robert Shields told me yesterday. Predictor.
If this is okay, I mean, I guess you'll sweat off some weight.
How dare you? You're right.
You're right.
Maybe some brain mass, whatever.
No. I've been saying it starts at 3 o'clock. Tell me it starts at 3 o'clock.
It does start at 3 o'clock. But the setup time, like all of us, like behind the scenes, when I say 11, show up at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Show up at 2:59.
Some of the bands that are performing?
Yes, there is Nicole Corey. Oh my God, I have a whole list. Talk amongst yourselves for a second while I find them all.
Are the Earhearts going to be there?
I want to say yes, but I'm double checking for you. Okay. I have a long list.
Will there also be other drag performances?
There's going to be drag kings, drag queens. We even have our first drag princess. Miss Mayhem will be performing, and I believe she is 8 or 9. So she'll be in the first round with me.
Nice.
A little friendly show. So here, I'm finding the list for you. I totally came prepared, I promise.
Do you know who the food trucks will be?
No, actually I don't, because I'm not on that committee, but I do believe Brent did hit up Toledo Tamale when we were out the other day, so they'll be there.
Okay.
He just
hit them up?
Yeah, no, because we didn't have contact for them, and like we were literally just bar hopping, and Brent was like, I'll be right back. And we're like, okay, and I'm 3 sheets to the wind wasted. I'm like, let's get tamales.
Because I'm looking for a food truck for something down the line, and I figure you got to get these people booked like months in advance.
Well, we're also going up against the Toledo Hot Air Balloon Race, and they all, right, exactly.
I don't think the audiences intersect.
No. The food trucks do.
Right.
So that's what that is.
But still, I'm sure there are some food trucks who are like, I want to be part of, you know, Equality Toledo events. So yes. I get it, though.
We have DJs. Bitch Thunder is going to be. I love them.
Where did I see them? Because
they're always at the Old West End Festival. They're always at Pride. They're at literally any live event. They're amazing, and they also represented us very well in Dallas. They went to like a drum corps type festival, and like they were featured in their feature video.
Because I saw them featured in the city paper.
Yeah, they're on the cover.
Yeah, and I'm like, Bitch Thunder. I know that name. Yeah. It's very memorable.
They're awesome.
I just can't think of where I had seen them recently.
Yeah, they've been.
Or maybe it's just you saying Bitch Thunder.
Bitch Thunder.
Okay, so they're there. Nicole will be there.
Nicole and Megan. Oh, I'm going to say your name wrong. I'm sorry. Leslie. Let's see. Going through my list. Stone Productions is going to be performing. That's Amber Stone's little theater company.
Okay.
And we have Stacey Carey is going to be performing. I don't know if I'm allowed to release this yet, but he auditioned for a singing competition show. We won't say which one. And I heard he did really well.
Okay.
We have the DJs will be DJ Simplicity and DJ 3PM. Looking for more bands. And we have Picking Kelly featuring Aaron Rutter. More drag. Trag. And Variety is the opening band. Variety.
Okay. And this is going to, I mean, this is.
it's all planned out. Like,
this is wild. Like, this is 8 hours, right? It 8 hours of entertainment?
It is down to the T. Like, I'm literally reading my planner. It starts at 3 p.m. and ends at 11:10.
The donation of $5 to get in, bring canned goods.
Canned goods, yes.
Canned
and
goods
that,
as well.
And I believe that does go to our pantry we just opened up to.
Good. What's the pantry about?
The pantry is to help, I do believe, I wish Sheena was here because she would give you a lot more information than me just spouting out what I think is about. But to help LGBTQ and underprivileged families within the community. And I know they've done really, really well.
Awesome.
And if you would like to volunteer, you can hit me up or Sheena Marie Barnes on Facebook.
Okay.
Because they're always looking for volunteers.
Easy to find.
Yes.
There was something else I wanted to ask you. Talk about not being prepared.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's
maybe we'll
Friday
just
Eve.
In silence.
Moment of silence.
What's Friday Eve?
What's Friday? Thursday.
Oh.
It's Friday Eve.
The hell else was I going to ask you?
No, we're here.
DJs? Food.
Oh, and there's Sam Tolson. Look, I'm just reading.
Oh,
it.
I remembered.
Yes. Dumb Easies. I'm just naming all the bands. I'm giving you your plugs right now.
Is there going to be a hugging, free hugs again?
I hope so. Dom, if you're listening, we need your free hugs. If not, myself and Selena will set up a booth to the side. Hug a queen.
So free hugs. I don't know if it was as active as it was last year. You have to get that.
No, we're good.
Live podcast.
Right.
2 years ago, Dom, what's Dom's last name?
Glover.
Who?
Dom Glover's a famous guy, right? No, that's Don.
Donald Glover.
Yes.
No, we have Dom. Dom Glover.
Say it because I'll announce it and people will be like, "What? He's here?"
And he was giving. He was blindfolded, mm-hmm. where his eyes were closed, and he was just standing there with his arms out, and he held the sign up, free hugs, and anybody, no matter your sexuality, your race, your gender, whatever, free hugs.
It's called the Love Fest for a reason.
Yep.
And also, he's one of our featured pitchers too from last year.
Pitchers.
Well, there's pictures, like, I think they've been promoting, showing pictures and stuff from last year, and, like, I believe he was, like, the first one shown, so.
So, I know the politicians have come to this in the past. I remember Pete Gherkin from a couple of years ago. I think Belle was out there, and I think Paula was out there.
She was there last year.
You're smirking.
Well, because I got in trouble because I said, I said, welcome to our venue. Or I didn't even, I'm going to paraphrase that. But what I said there was, get up here, bitch. And apparently.
You can't say that to the mayor.
Well, here's the thing. You can, because that's the job she decided to run for. If anything else, she would have been a normal citizen, a regular citizen.
You can't say bitch.
Well, it was said in a good way. I mean, everyone else thought it was funny, but the four people who sent me death threats, I got that death threats.
Okay.
True story. Like.
That's excessive.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I didn't even, and I said it so quickly because I say it so often that it didn't even cross my mind until I read that email, and then they were like, she's a public official, you should treat her with respect, and I was like, she's not the queen, I'm not going to bow down, but I get where you're coming from, I'm not going to sit here and fight you, I'm sorry, I do realize what I said was, so now I will not call the mayor a bitch. So
Wade might take it a little differently. He might enjoy it.
Mr. Wade. Mayor Wade.
Will a certain city council person be there?
Probably.
Rhymes with Slow Mives?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
He better be there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you want my vote again, you'll be there. Actually, he should run the free hug booth. That would be good. That's great.
How would Dom feel about that?
Fine.
Okay. Nick is a good turning point here, since I think we got all the things for Love Fest. Did you hit all Brent's talking points?
I hope so. If not, he'll send me an email.
I don't know who Tyrone Riley is. He is a city council person for Toledo. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He apparently, or is accused of, dining and dashing at some South Toledo place.
Shut up, and you're a city council member?
Here's what happened, and I'll paraphrase this as best I can. I'll give you the gist. It was some South Toledo bar that he frequented, and I guess he had a tab with the ownership. New owners took over, and he assumed his tab would keep going. He didn't know there was new ownership. If you're that close to the owners, I would think that you would know that the owner.
Yeah.
So there was some back and forth between the owners and Riley and all. I don't know what the intent was. It sounds like a lot over nothing,
mm-hmm.
but. Have you ever dined and dashed?
Well,
how many times have you dined and dashed?
You know what? Funny story. We went to a restaurant and it was packed, and the waitress wasn't up to par. I'm not gonna say she was a bad waitress. It could have just been an off night, and it got brought up in conversation.
Should we go?
Right, it did, and we all debated it. I think we all 50-50 went back and forth. Even I was just like, I'm just gonna get my ass up and go. And then I was like, no, we can't do that. You don't know if she's having the worst day of her life.
Right.
You don't, because you know what I mean? This is someone's livelihood. You have to resort to that. You don't know if she woke up today and maybe a family member died, maybe a child is sick. So you can't do that to someone. But it was brought up, and I have actually never done it. Yes, but we have talked about it.
I think with dine and dash, there has to be intent.
Here's the thing. How do you do it, though?
You
just leave?
You eat and then leave.
And no one notices? There's the bad part of your waitressing or whatever skills. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it because my first job, I was a waiter. So. But
if it's busy enough, I could see how you could sneak out. Or like one person goes to the bathroom and then the other person leaves. When I was at the Ruby Tuesdays that was on Glendale, and the only reason I went there repeatedly was because I love the Ruby Tuesday salad bar.
Oh my God, the rye croutons.
Yeah, the croutons are like crack.
Yes, they are.
But the service at that place was
horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, for sure.
One time I went in with a friend, and we didn't dine and dash, but it was a similar situation to what you described. As opposed to waiting to get the check, we were waiting to get served.
Oh,
she brought some waters, and I think she brought a couple of sodas. And we were waiting for 15 minutes, and we're like, we have to leave.
And it's Ruby Tuesdays. You know what I mean? Like,
still dining. I think we dropped $2 for the drink, for the soda. So, but
I don't feel bad about that.
I have never dined and dashed where it's like, let's go, let's eat, and leave. My intent has never been there.
Like, even with the conversation that we had at the local dinery, whatever, I think in that moment, drunk, it sounds like a feeling like, oh, I'm just going to leave. But like, yeah, we didn't do it. Like, but it was a long enough conversation that she never came to the table. We couldn't stop and like quiet our voice about it. Like,
I guess the best, because that's something that happens. Places get so busy, you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's a very minor crime,
right?
Unless you ran up a bill at like some steakhouse or something. Oh,
right.
No,
for sure.
But there's a lot that goes into it. Like maybe they're overwhelmed. Maybe something happened.
Yeah.
Go up and ask the manager before you just dime out.
Exactly. And you never know. Like even the waitress may be in their A game and they're waiting for the cook.
Right.
Yeah. So what happened to the tap?
I don't know.
I'm nosy.
It's just an allegation. It's an accusation at this point.
Allegedly.
What's the worst thing you've ever done at a restaurant? Like when I read the story, when I was younger, I see you're laughing, and what I'm going to tell you,
yours is going to be okay. Go.
I used to. It's kind of Home Alone-ish. who are they? The Wet Bandits?
Oh yeah. And Wade and some whatever their names are.
They would turn Marty and
was it Wade?
They would turn on the water as their mark, right? And it backfired because that's how they caught them, right?
Right.
I would bend silverware when I would leave restaurants.
Are you serious?
I was so bored. I just needed to fiddle with stuff.
How old are you?
20? 30? I don't
know. So, I mean, whatever. They're there.
What bad restaurant behavior have you exhibited?
This is bad.
Might have given a guy a hand job on
No. I was chatting. God, this is so bad. It's going to haunt me. So I was chatting with some guy on a social media app, and he asked for a dick pic. I ran to the bathroom and got hard and took a dick pic.
Which restaurant?
I'm going to tell you, but my moons over my hammy was really well.
Okay. Good.
It's probably the worst thing, because I totally ran in there. Like, I totally faked like I had to poop or something.
Were you drunk?
No, because I remember it. I totally, like...
You don't remember anything when you're drunk?
No, it's bad. Stop. Yeah. But then, yeah, I did that.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
No.
I think it's...
Because most dick pics are done in a public bathroom.
Are they really?
Yes. I have a Rolodex of hate on my phone. If you weren't a heterosexual man, I would show you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask that. This is where I wish we could take calls and go, where do most dick pics get taken?
We could start Eric and the Homo. I'm down for it.
Eric and the Homo. People wouldn't know, like, which one.
That's the whole...
No. Oh, so you just want to remain anonymous?
Yeah. No. Well, too late now. There's something there. We should have our own...
Eric and the Homo. But like I said, it could be any number of my friends.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, but it's, find me a straight white guy to hang out with, and then it'll be weird for me.
I could, but he also is kind of gay. But like, not like gay, but like you gay, like not gay, but like people think you're gay.
Gay walker,
yeah.
I saw Ant-Man last night. Have you seen it?
No. Is it good?
See the first one?
No. I'm really bad at seeing superhero movies in the theater. I really am bad at that.
Ant-Man's probably been on TNT now for like 2 years.
I don't have cable. I just move.
You get the app and get a login.
Quit yelling at me.
Did you?
Is this because I called you gay?
No.
Okay.
My girlfriend called me gay a couple weeks ago and basically shamed me into sleeping with her. That was the story.
Okay.
Did you? So cable is different from Netflix, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Did you watch Luke Cage?
No, but my mom loves Luke Cage. So, like, I see it in passing, and she's obsessed with it. And she likes Black Lightning.
Haven't watched it.
Not watched it either, but all the girls at work watch it. But my mom loves Luke Cage. And you love Luke Cage, too, because you don't... No, you don't... My friend Andy talks about Luke Cage all the time on Facebook.
He's a hot black guy.
He is a hot black guy.
There are other... There's two women... Have you watched the show at all?
Yes. I've seen, like, the first few episodes.
The detective, Misty?
Yes.
She's beautiful. I love her.
What's that actress's name?
Simone Messick.
Oh, yes, yes.
She's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the woman that plays Mariah, the councilwoman's daughter,
yes,
in season two.
See, I know what you're talking about. See,
she's gorgeous. There's some very good looking
people. It's a pretty
cast. Yeah.
That's a good, yeah.
What's the hold up here? This is why I don't ever ask you nerd stuff, because...
But I am a nerd, but
I know,
like, I'm a late nerd.
So what have you nerded out with lately?
Oh, stop. So now you're through the... I watch Transformers all the time on DVD, the cartoon. I actually restarted watching Wonder Woman again on DVD last night. The TV show.
The old one?
Yeah, I have the box set.
There might not be anything gayer than that.
No. You're right. No, it's really good. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
All the world is waiting. Like, my roommate came over. He goes, "Are you watching Wonder Woman?" I go, "Don't judge me," while I'm shoving a turkey burger in my mouth.
Did you follow? Did you know what was going on today with this Build-A-Bear stuff?
Okay, let me tell you. I am an educator, and one of my teachers. One of my teacher friends was like, "I'm gonna go and get such and such a teddy bear. They won't be busy." She got there. Let's just say she did not come back for her shift. She's probably still in line right now. Calling you out right now, and you know who you are. I'm not gonna say your name. Starts with a J.
I don't like any of it. I think nationally the promotion got shut down.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a picture. I can show you. I can show you the picture of our mall.
Okay, because she left. Okay, so here's the thing. She left at noon and was like, "I'm going to be in and out." Listen.
You were allowed to line up at 8:30.
Right. So listen. So she gets there. Are you kidding me?
Those people were pretty calm. There was nothing bad that happened at our mall.
What time is this?
That I don't know. But people were allowed to line up at 8:30.
What?
And they opened at 9. And they only had a couple of thousand.
Also, she probably didn't even get one.
Right. And I guess it was like a 6-hour wait.
Poor thing.
And what I don't get, this is where it's like, did you see Infinity War?
No.
Jesus.
No, God. I'm not. I'm a late bloomer. I'm telling you.
You know how it ends, right?
Yes. Like, and don't tell me. No, like, you're a spoiler. Stop. Don't do it. I want to see it, even though someone's already told
but
me.
But you know how it ends, right?
I'm drinking.
Like,
sorry.
When we have instances like this,
they should just
right. Because this wasn't like these were good. Do you know what the promotion was?
The promotion was you could your child's age or your age.
Pay your age and no more than $29.
Isn't a Build-A-Bear $30 anyway?
I think I've never done it, so I guess it can go up much higher than that, $50-$60. So it's a great deal. But you're not getting, if this were like a limited edition and there were only a certain amount made,
mm-hmm,
I might be able to understand it. Like, it becomes a collector's item.
This promotion is something that you need to make an appointment for. Call and make an appointment. How long does it take to make a Build-A-Bear?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But whatever. You should do like, you get 10 minutes of my time, you get 3 accessories and an outfit. I do know that. I have walked through before. But I'm just saying, like, that's 6 hours for a bear that's probably... You're saving what? If a bear's $30 and you're
paying two.
Right. So I'm just like, just
do, how about this? Like,
for a freaking teddy bear?
People don't think like this, where I calculate like everything. Time away from work or a vacation day that I've got to burn.
Jay, you saved money, but you also lost 5 hours of pay.
Right.
So there you go. You just negative 30.
There's the math.
Right.
There's the math.
Not calling you out. But I'm calling you out.
If this were something or something that I wanted and it was limited or premium or whatever, I would, just to make sure I get it, I'd pay double maybe or triple just to not deal with the line and the hassle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's like you got it.
Or I just go, you know what? I didn't get it.
Move on. Right. Can you imagine being that person in line right before they say, you know what?
Yeah, I hope they don't have a concealed and carry permit.
No.
Let Let me see if I can find the sign Build-A-Bear put up so I can read you this. You know what? Have you heard about the Papa John stuff?
Okay, let me tell you about that guy. Okay. As a former Papa John's eater back in the day, not recently. Because it said some stuff before, and I was just like, I'm out. He just looks like one of them.
A racist?
Yeah.
I think he's just...
He looks like a racist.
He used the N-word on, like, an HR call.
He's a racist. Like, why would you... Like, what?
I think some people are just dumb.
Like...
He's not had a good year.
I knew it was on a conference call, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you use it on that kind of call, you use it anywhere.
Or you're just dumber than a bag of rocks.
You're dumber than...
But you know what? He's elated over this Build-A-Bear shit.
Is he?
Yeah. Because it's taking the heat off him for a little bit.
Oh, right, for sure.
Here's one of the signs that Build-A-Bear posted. I don't know where this came up, but I'm assuming this is pretty legit. Per local authorities, we cannot accept additional guests at our U.S. Build-A-Bear locations due to crowds and safety concerns. Yeah, I think this is the legit one. We have closed lines in our U.S. stores. We understand some of our guests are disappointed, and we will reach out directly as soon as possible.
What time was that posted?
11:09.
A.M.?
Yeah, it's an email that somebody got. Now, I don't know what local time that was, but...
It doesn't matter.
This was...
Jay, you left work early, and you got a whole day off.
This
I am mad at you.
This was the worst idea. Like, this has to be up there with New Coke, right?
Or clear Crystal Pepsi.
I like Crystal Pepsi.
See, I never had it, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like... Did it taste like Sprite?
No, it was more, like, real malty.
Okay.
Like Zima.
Okay, I've been there.
Could people not see that this was going to go so horribly bad? Like, this wasn't even... Like, remember IHOB?
Oh.
Like, that was just dumb. That was harmless. Like, just
although the roasting from all the other restaurants was amazing.
Right.
But I get where you're coming
Nobody's
from.
Nobody's heard.
This isn't... that. Yeah. Like, I guess on paper. Like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, that's cool. But I also don't have a child or... Never had a desire for a teddy bear. Like, I still rock my teddy bear from 1983 when I was born. However, like, when my friend went and then my other coworker was like, the lines are like 6 hours long.
Yeah.
And I go, that's not even worth it.
No.
At all.
Hold on, I'm making a note for myself.
Notes.
What is there anything like I have,
worth it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know Amazon
Spice
Prime
Girl
days.
Tickets.
Amazon Prime Day is Monday, but you don't have to wait in line for. But you wait in line for Spice Girl tickets?
Oh, I would totally wait in line for Spice Girl tickets while someone else is on the internet across the street saying, "Hey, we got tickets." All right, bye.
So,
get out.
All right, ticket. So it's July 12th.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale next Friday for the Spice Girls World Tour.
Is this allegedly, or are you telling me? Because I've been waiting. Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys, by the way.
I heard that. Is that legit?
Yeah, because they've been teasing it because I follow them, and I like their new song, by the way.
It is pretty good.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay, anyways, go. Sorry, I got excited.
Next Friday, this is hypothetical.
Okay.
Next Friday, Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, World Tour tickets for Ford Field, and you line up when?
Now, like, I'm mentally really? There. Mentally, I'm there now.
What's your price that you're...
Have you ever lined up for tickets?
No.
I've never either,
I
so I don't even know
shit.
Etiquette. But I do know that people camp out for Black Friday stuff, or... I don't know. See, I don't even know how to start. I think that I would lock myself in a room and strategically plan this out. However, now since you said line up, I don't know if I want to do that, but I would be there.
Let's say tickets were like $250. And if I wanted this as badly as you wanted these tickets...
Look at me. I'm getting anxiety right now.
I would... So two tickets... $500.
Okay, so let me flip the script. So I've done this. However, I think if this is where you're going to go, so like you're $250, you would pay extra not to stand in line.
Correct.
That's what I did with TLC tickets. So they were like $80.
Was that the Nelly show?
Yeah. But I also saw them at the I Love the 90s tour. But the one I'm talking about was with Nelly and New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, Sarah went to that, I think.
Yeah. So they were like $80.
Okay.
But I was like, are we going to get these tickets? Like, I was talking to my sister. I said, well, why don't we just save another $80 and buy them online, and then they'll be good. And she's like, that's like buying. And of course, my sister, she's the rational thinking one. I'm just like, no, we got it. Let's go. So I did that with TLC tickets, and we got really good seats. However, looking back, I'm like, because I saw the arena, we could have waited in line.
But you got them.
But I got them because I wanted them, and they were there. And I, yes, I we paid like an extra. They were like $85. We ended up paying $140 a ticket. So I was like, whatever, it's fine. But I got to see my favorite band, and I realized that I hate Nelly Life. But he just yells. He just yells.
Really? And now he's on like the Florida Georgia Line tour. Like
I saw that.
Like, which of these doesn't look like the others?
So, and I realized that I'm kind of a New Kids on the Block fan. I was like, I knew a lot more of their songs than I thought. So I was like, okay, cool.
It's like the buy it now option on eBay. You're going to pay more, but you get it. And I look at it this
way. It's mine. I keep it. No one else has it.
There are times where I've purchased Transformers where I look at this way. At the end of the day, as long as I do my homework, I just want to be at zero. There are some toys that I have purchased overseas because that's where they're made. And I will buy them over there. Like, let's say it's going to be out in stores for $17. I will pay $40 for it or $50 to get it and get it early.
And it's yours.
I don't know if it's going to get stocked correctly at Target or what was Toys R Us. And then, you know what happens? Sometimes it's there. And it's $17, so I overspent. But the opposite side of that is there's times I'll do that, and they won't ever make it. There will be limited quantity, and it'll be worth more than what I paid for it.
And also, as someone who has bought a lot of embarrassing stuff with eBay, sometimes you save yourself that embarrassment of doing it in the store.
Right.
Like, I own 15 Spice Girl dolls. It's a true story. I'm obsessed. And also, did you know that there's TLC dolls?
I think there's a doll for everything.
Yeah, but let me just say, like, as a grown man, I can't walk in the store. And also, in that respect, they don't produce those anymore.
Right. I think that's part of...
See, I nerd out. See, there it is. There's our connection.
Thank
you. A little
you.
Bit? Did I link
wasn't
it?
What I was, wasn't what I was expecting, but good enough.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why people believe that 50 Shades was so popular, because it was when Kindles and iPads exploded and people could buy it without the shame of
walking. The discreetness of
right,
it.
Right.
I know nothing about those books, except the soundtracks are really good.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
So you're going to be exhausted this weekend after Love Fest?
You're
going to collapse on Sunday?
No, I'm not going to collapse. No, I have another show on Sunday, so...
Is it the regular Georgia stuff?
Yes, our regular Georgia's Sunday rehab.
Can they get somebody to fill in for you?
No, I got to give the community what they want. They want a loudmouth black drag queen, and I'm it.
Get it on Saturday.
I know, get your fill in, because I may be wheeled out. It's going to be so hot.
Is George, because I've never had it, is he going to like... He needs to produce the pizza in mass quantity. Well, the pizza's good, right? It's a pizza or tacos that he's really
the known Taco for. Tuesday on Monday. Those are good. Tuesday, sorry. Taco Tuesday on Tuesday. Start over. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you'll make it to Sunday.
Yeah, I'll make it to Sunday. There we go. I can't even make it to Friday, so
right.
We'll see how it goes. But no, we're ready. I'm ready.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up? Did I get to everything?
We're good. Oh, also, I'm going to bitch about this. It may not even make it. I'm just saying. Can we start promoting the Lucas County Fair? Because did you know what's happening this week?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know until I saw the billboard. It's over on, like, Saturday.
There's a lot going on.
There is. And I feel like they never promote the Lucas County Fair. I mean, our fair needs to be. As our city is growing, our fair should grow. There, I said it. That's the way of me saying that the Lucas County Fair is womp, womp, womp.
Or it needs to get left behind.
Or move locations. It's so far out.
Wait a second. Isn't that the rec center?
Ned Skelton Stadium, the old Mud Hen Stadium. Yeah, and Mommy. Yeah.
So far out. What are you talking about?
Well, I live downtown, so anything is far out when I don't have to go past Adams. So.
No, you're right. I have not seen much promotion for it. And it's funny because it should be a big deal. But when, like, isn't Rib Fest there?
Yeah.
Or the cat show.
Yeah.
There's billboards
everywhere.
The
international cat show is there, yeah. And, cats get more love than Lucas County Fair.
We're both part of a lot of, like, community causes,
mm-hmm.
and there are so many that are small, and many will grow and become important parts of the community, and many of these causes, nonprofits, aren't going to make it.
Yeah.
There's just not enough people here to do enough of these things, and I think that's going to, the same thing will happen with a lot of maybe not retail, but restaurant, nightlife,
oh,
and
for
events.
Sure.
Not
yeah.
everything. Maybe the Lucas County Fair just won't be around in several years because there's always something free to do at Promenade Park.
Well, maybe they should do what they did. I believe, don't quote me, I think it was like the Rib-Off. They just got rid of it for a while and revamped it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's just one of those. I don't know. I just remember as a kid going to a Lucas County Fair and thinking it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, well,
and
too.
Then I turned 16 and I was like, this place is
right.
just stupid.
No, I was the same way.
And I'm also 35, so my opinion has changed. But I'm just saying, like, I just remember going as a teenager, like, oh. And then, like, driving down the trail, is like, the Lucas County Fair, the 10th through the 15th. And I, like, looked at my phone and go, it's over in 3 days.
Right.
Didn't even know what was happening.
There's just a lot more to do these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, for sure. Or combine the two.
It's the 27th. It's not the jazz show or the soul show. It's like a throwback show at Promenade.
Is that with SWV?
Yes.
I'm so ready.
I want to go.
I'm so ready.
You know who else
be my
be
heterosexual
there?
Life partner date?
Yeah, I can do that.
Let's
so,
do
like,
this.
SWV, like I don't want to see the shape that they might be in.
Right.
But Chub Rock will be there. Do you know who that is?
I don't. I know. Did I lose a black card point?
I don't think so. Demetrius knew, but his music knowledge is pretty deep. So Chub Rock has a song called Treat Him Right. Like, I roller skated to that song
okay.
growing up. And there's another act performing that I didn't know that this person ever performed even when they had a modest hit song, but Kwame.
I know who that is.
I do know. All right, hold on. Let me pull these songs up, and hopefully this doesn't get me booted off of Spotify or anything. This is Chub Rock. Oh, you can't hear.
I can hear.
Do you know that song?
No.
You do or
no,
don't?
No, I don't.
Really? Okay. Let me pull up this Kwame song. I'm going to have to like go through a YouTube ad or something.
In my defense, my mom raised me on Anita Baker.
No, wait, hold on. You know this
I
song?
I know that one. Oh, this song.
How do you know this one?
I have no idea, but I do know that song.
I was like, it came out in 9, so I was like 11, and I was roller skating to that song. And this is back in the day at roller skating places where it was like shoulder to shoulder in the joint.
Oh, okay. Like roll bounce. For some time, and I've been experiencing
some kind of feeling that's changing. I'm gonna
I do
be
know
the
that song.
Craziest white boy in the place.
That's
when
fine.
That
I'll give you street cred.
I don't know if I'm gonna get street cred.
Oh, you're gonna still get street cred.
But when, I'm sure he'll go on before even the venue opens up.
Poor guy.
Right.
But he's there though. Yeah. So like my sister and I were excited about SWV. Like we're those people. We know the three songs they came out with because we were kids. And we're like, oh, we just want to hear that song again. However, they were on some live show. This is just irrelevant, but they sounded awful.
Yeah, that's
they sounded like
that's the risk
they sound like shrieking cats, and I was like,
that's the risk you take when you go to these throwback
now, that
type shows.
Is it free? That one is that
no,
no cover
so.
Or whatever? I don't know. If you should say free or no
should
cover.
Should be,
but although tomorrow is Gin Blossoms and Vertical Horizon, I had to Google their music, and I only know one of their songs.
I remember Gin Blossoms had 2 hits. They were like alt pop in the 90s.
Okay.
Vertical Horizon in 2000 had a big hit.
He's everything you want. That's the only thing. That's, yep. And I don't know the other group.
They had a couple other modest songs. You would know Tonic because it was a bit. Let me pull it up again. They had a big hit, but I don't think anybody. If they walked in here right now.
You'd be like, huh?
Because it's arguably the best cold open in music history. Let's see if I get an ad.
And now for the ring.
All right, also, I'm going to give you my friendly ring. Downtown community PSA.
Uber.
As someone who lives in a parking garage, Uber. Thank you. That is all.
All right, here we go. If you could only
see the way she loves I went to Whitmer. Sorry. It's always my cover up when I know like why I feel this
way. So my suggestion,
like, I went to Whitmer. I know this song.
When I was living and working in Saginaw, and this was 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kevin Little turned me on?
Yes.
He did. He performed. And did like an 8-minute version of that song.
This one you just played?
No. Kevin Little turned me on.
Oh, his song turned me on. Okay.
I would suggest Tonic do that with If You Could Only
just
See.
Loop it. Unloop it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So are you going to watch? Oh, you'll be at work.
I have to work, but however, as someone who has a reserved parking spot, people tend to ignore my reserve reserve thing.
Same thing with my lot, too.
I'm like, really? I am reserve spot number blah, blah, blah. Don't park there.
Yeah, I want to get, I should like buy my own tow truck for my lot and just get people out of there when there's games and concerts.
And I'm not ready because August 9th or 8th is Sugarland and that show is sold out. And I'm like, I'm just going to park at George's and probably just walk.
Home?
Yeah. I'm just like, this is going to be insane. But I do like acts are coming to Toledo, so.
Yeah, well, hold on.
Can we get, okay.
They're
all country.
There's that.
I feel like we've had this conversation, or I followed you on Facebook with this conversation. Can we get like one good pop act?
Current
pop act. Like, I saw J.J. Jackson front row, killed it. However, the demographic, I was probably the youngest person there, my sister and I. However, there's so many good. Is it because we're stuck between Detroit, Chicago, and Columbus?
No, because you know why? Because my friends back in Allentown, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. which is an hour from Philadelphia,
we did have this conversation. I do remember now. Okay.
90 minutes from New York City.
Yeah,
they get contemporary acts.
Yeah, and Detroit gets not Detroit. No offense to this city, Dayton gets contemporary acts. We're bigger than they are.
It's all what the promoters are willing to pay, and then what they think they can make on the show. Here, back when the Chainsmokers had their first album, mm-hmm. like the Closer album, there was some talk from one of the promoters to bring them to the Huntington Center, and I was like, "Do it!" But I think they wanted a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
which that's fine. That's what was going on at the time, and I think they said the tickets would have cost $50 or more.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, do it. People pay
come,
that.
Yeah. Yes. And that song was like the song of like the year.
Yeah, it was Closer.
Yeah.
And you oftentimes universities mm-hmm. have a lot of money, so the current acts charge them through the nose for these things, but not UT and BG. I know BG brought Kesha a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because we did a Kesha lookalike contest, and her people, funny story about when I used to work at Brett's, were like talking, they're like, she was going to come, and she was all for it. And then someone was like, no, she cannot come. She was obligated to just do this show. And, right. I read the email. So, like, and I was just like, oh, that sucks. Do you think it's just behind-the-scenes people who are just... Because I don't know how any of this works.
It's promoters. I think they're afraid that they won't make their money back by mm-hmm. having these shows, and they just keep having crusty old rock acts and country shows because they make money. It's a business.
No,
I think the last pop show that was here, Paramore.
Current?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Remember when Lil Wayne was here?
And no one was at that concert. Like, my friend was filming it on Snapchat. And I go, there's like 13 people there. He's like, it's dark. I go, no.
There's no one there. There were more people outside milling around than there were inside.
That's crazy.
I saw Keith Sweat last summer. That was awesome.
Oh, that's like up your alley too.
Love that shit.
Was it good?
If Brian McKnight ever came here, I'd be sitting outside waiting for tickets like you and Spice Girls.
Okay, I'd probably go see Brian McKnight. Or even more like R&B acts too. Not just, I mean, no disrespect to country artists, but like.
No disrespect. There's too many of them to come through here. I'm sorry.
And let me tell you, as someone who went to go see a country concert there because my friend bought me a ticket, it was just about as empty.
They do well.
The Dixie Chicks was almost empty.
Really?
Not almost empty. I felt like the way they were spread out, they could have brought everyone down to the floor and maybe up a little bit. Like the balcony stuff. I was like, okay, people just come down. No one's going to card you. I mean, ticket you.
If Wade starts to go into a popularity tailspin, I'm going to run on pop shows and less potholes in Toledo.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I feel like that should be a billboard.
I don't know if I can do the pothole thing, but I can sure as hell probably get some pop shows here.
Who would you want to see in Toledo?
Fuck.
I know, I just threw it at you.
I'll take anybody.
Me too. I'm seeing Demi in Atlantic City in 2 weeks, so I'm excited for that.
Awesome.
I know.
Hit a Wawa. You driving again?
My friend is driving.
Rita's.
Rita's?
Rita's Water Ice.
Okay.
Good stuff.
I love Wawa. I'm obsessed with that place.
Wawa's great.
It's so good.
Demi's too big for here.
Yeah, for sure.
Throw some names out at me.
Let me see. Current pop acts. Before she became, we could have had a Cardi B concert here. We could have. She could have launched here.
Yeah.
See, look, in my head, I'm like, oh, all these people should come. What about, oh, who are they? Why can't we get like an Imagine Dragons tour here or something? They're not that big yet. Or the people seeing DNCE, Cake by the Ocean People. Like, I'm trying to think of people who are just like, who could be on the verge of something.
Nick Jonas went to BG, but that, again, universities have money.
Yeah.
Who else? I'm looking through the log right now.
Oh, what's her name? Halsey. Why is she not here yet?
Halsey sells out big arenas.
Does she? Yeah. See, I don't know follow that much. I just know.
Charlie Puth.
Puth, yes. Or before he got big, Shawn Mendes could have came.
Yep. Yeah, those kind of acts. Usually the ones like on the way up should be here.
Like, yeah. Makes me angry.
Or someone that has had an album of success and maybe did some big, big shows, but now this second album isn't as big and they're
Or before she was on Taylor Swift's tour, Camila Cabello. You could have brought yourself here.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony, you still could bring yourself here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know.
All right, Love Fest, Love Wall, Uptown, Adams, 3 o'clock, or in your case, like 11 a.m. till 4 a.m.
Show up at 2:59. I'll be there in drag. We'll have a good time, hug it out, and we'll drink some beers. And if you're underage, we'll get a juice box.
Floyd Anderson, a.k.a. Deja.
Yes.
Deja D. De La Tero.
Hyphen Chase. That's what I'm changing my name to this weekend.
Hyphen Chase?
Hyphen Chase. You're welcome.
You know how many gay dudes you'd have to fight off for me?
You know how many I'm willing to stab an eye with a stiletto? We're good.
If you'd only see the first Ant-Man, I might give you the benefit of the doubt.
We could have an Ant-Man-themed love fest.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.